It's time for Your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
All we do is win, 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 win. That was the case last night. So let's just go through the wins. Let's enjoy them. CSU playing in the first four in Dayton against Virginia. Dominates Virginia and holds them to 22% shooting. Great defense, bad offense. Doesn't matter. Big win for Nico Medved's Rams team.
You know, they're one of the slowest, not the slowest playing team offensively in the country. But if you look at us, we're one of the top two in the country on defensive tempo, meaning we force teams to play late in the shot clock. So like I told our guys, that's nothing new for us. That's what we do every day. We're not afraid to guard for long periods of time in the half court. And so I think we felt comfortable in those situations defensively.
They'd look comfortable.
Yeah, they did.
There was a stretch there in the first half where it was just brick city both ways. It was like the score was stuck on 18-12 forever, it seemed. But the Rams just kept executing. They started to punish Virginia in the paint. And you saw what happened with Virginia. This was an offensively challenged Virginia team all season long. That I think the number was 6 losses this season by 20 or more points. So they had enough examples during the course of the season of games that got away because they just couldn't score. And you know that once it started to happen again last night in that environment, they tightened up.
Well, Nico's right about one thing, man. They guard the heck. They guard now. A great defense, yeah. Absolutely poor shooting, yeah. But I thought they did a great job, extended all the way out to the three-point line. Their guarding and their ability to play defense was awesome and, you know, led to some offensive points. But you're right. They just played bully ball inside. They physically dominated them both ends of the court. It was fun to watch. It was fun to see CSU play that way in that style.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Nuggets blew at one point an 18-point lead, lost the lead, and then had to hang on for dear life to beat Minnesota in Minnesota, playing without Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert, beat them 115-112. Michael Malone will take the victory, but would like to see a little more killer instinct.
You got
to
play for 48 minutes, or you just can't go out there, even though they have guys out with injury, especially on the road. You know, you have to put teams away, and that's something that we really have to get better at. We're building leads, but now how do we sustain that lead and not just give it all right back?
But that's the NBA. How many times have you watched an NBA game where somebody has a big lead and somebody just reels them right back in? It's just the way the NBA operates.
Yep. It's always a game of runs.
Yeah.
Always. Nobody plays a locked in 48 minutes where you build an 18-point lead and go, we're not satisfied. Let's get it up to 30.
Right.
And we won't rest until we do. Well, I mean, it happens all the time. But the key is, do you make the plays in the fourth quarter? And this time it was Michael Porter Jr., who was huge in the fourth quarter, scoring 12 points, looking very confident on his jump shot, got in the lane a couple of times, nice cut for a dunk. So,
well, he has improved, hasn't he?
He's having this is the best stretch of basketball he's ever played in his career, bar none.
He's got so much confidence when he
since
squares
the All-Star
up.
Break.
Yeah, when he squares up to shoot a three, he's got so much confidence. By the way, what happened to the assist for Joker? That'll be there's just another scarlet letter on the Joker in his MVP candidacy, by the way. I think he only had 2 assists.
He didn't have
assists until the fourth quarter.
35 points, 16 rebounds, 2 assists. Jamal Murray was the playmaker. Jamal Murray had 11 assists. Next on the Morning Brew, the Avalanche make it 4-for-4 on a very successful road trip. Hard-fought game, good game against a Blues team that is playing for their playoff lives right now. So they came out with a playoff-type intensity, and it was a hard-fought game, but too much of the Avs' top line. Mikko Rantanen, a hat-trick as the Avs come away with the hard-fought 4-3 win. Jared Bednar respecting the team's effort.
Guys played hard, stayed with it, resilient group, found a way to get the lead back and sort of fight back from behind a couple times. So All in all, great road trip. End of the road trip, sitting around for a couple days here can be a tough one for our group. We know that, but they found a way to get it done, so got to be happy with it.
Got to be happy with it. And the Avs are now winning seven in a row, a season high, seven straight wins for the Avs. And four straight road wins ties their best road winning streak of the season. Gonna go all the way back to October. So good stuff there. So good wins all the way around for the Rams, Nuggets, and Avs. Next on the Morning Brew, the CU Buffs will try to keep the momentum going as Tad Boyle's bunch will be taking on Boise State on the same court that CSU just won on.
They are a tough-minded, well-coached team. Their coach, Leon Rice, is a good friend of mine. He's been there 14 years. He got the job in Boise. Just when I got the job in Boulder. And we're in for a battle because they're tough-minded kids that play hard. They play the right way.
Tad Boyle on the drive yesterday with Zach and Phil.
I'm going to say they're from Boise, so they can't be that tough-minded.
He said also in that interview that, and he was candid about it, he said, we're the more talented team.
Mm-hmm.
We're more talented than they are, but they play together very well. And so that's going to be the challenge for us.
One thing I like to believe about Boise, whether it's true or not, doesn't matter. It's what I like to believe. They're a bunch of front runners. They're like the Raiders.
Really?
Yeah.
Front runners, you say?
Runners. If you squelch the uprising, they'll fold like a cheap suit. Yeah, Boise State players, front runners. It's been my experience, Mike.
One other story to pass along, sad one to finish up on, but one of the more popular Avs players when they first came here, Chris Simon, passed away, one of the really exciting Avs players, somebody who loved to fight, one of the real great enforcers in the game, was never shy about going out and fighting like that, and unfortunately passed away at the age of 52 and reportedly took his own life. So
horrible.
So bummer to finish up, but
it is a bummer.
As Joe Sakic put out a statement last night, after he got word about it, Joe said, I want to read the quote here. Just had it. Shoot. Yeah, here's what Joe said. Quote, Chris was a great guy, a beloved teammate, and very important part of our first championship season. He was the first person to stand up for his teammates off the ice. He was an unbelievable guy and a caring father. He will be sorely missed. So, rest in peace to Chris Simon. Thoughts to his family and to the Avalanche family as well. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.